Welcome to the program. We're in Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said in verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What a tremendous promise. We're going to look at it today. Stay tuned. In a previous program, we were looking at the verse that says, "Be not weary in well-doing." And as we get into Matthew chapter 11 here, I think John the Baptist is a little weary in his well-doing. He's sitting in a dirty, filthy dungeon, and he sends a couple of his disciples to Jesus and says, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" Now, he'd preaching that Jesus was going to come and set up the kingdom. And you know the disciples, they all thought the kingdom was going to be established immediately. They didn't quite understand that that's a couple of thousand years away. And when the disciples left that had come from John, Jesus said to the crowd, "What went ye out for to see?" And here's a message here about John the Baptist. Now, in the eyes of John and in the eyes of maybe his two disciples that came to see Jesus at that time, John looked like a failure. Jesus said, "There has been none greater among men." He preached and he went to prison. He didn't build a big church. He didn't get, all the accolades from his fellow pastors to say, "You're doing a great job there. You got a big crowd." He didn't do that. He just did what he was in this world to do. And sometimes if we get to doing just what God wants us to do, it can get a little bit discouraging. And that's why Jesus said here in this particular chapter, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye," he said, "shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Take my yoke upon you. Listen to this message and song. Take all of your anxiety and all of your care and bring it to Jesus. He's made a great promise here. We'll look at it a bit in a minute. But listen first to this message and song.
Is there a heart or bound by sorrow? Is there a life weighed down by care? Come to the cross, each burden bearing, all your anxiety leave it there. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus. No other friend so keen to help you, no other friend so quick to hear, no other place to leave your burden, no other one to hear your prayer. All your anxiety, all it there. Never a burden he cannot bear. Never a friend like Jesus.
I'm reading again in Matthew 11. Jesus said in verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now he said, you shall find rest for your soul. That is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And he said, if you want to do that, there's a few things you have to do. You have to take my yoke. He didn't say there isn't any yoke. He said, take my yoke. Now, if we're going to be yoked up together, yoke was used to put two oxen together and they'd go to work. If we're going to be yoked up together with Jesus and go to work, we'll find rest for our souls. But the thing about being yoked up with the Lord is you better be careful not to try to run ahead of the Lord. If you do, you're going to hurt around your neck there. Don't run ahead, and we have to be careful not to lag back. We just have to go together at His speed and at His timetable and doing what He wants to do and doing it where He wants to do it. Now, back in Jeremiah was preaching, and there was another prophet back there, and his name was Hananiah, and Jeremiah was preaching about the yoke of the Lord, and Hananiah come along and busted up the yoke. It was, of course, made out of wood. He smashed it all up and said, there's no yoke. And Jeremiah said to him, you make the people to trust in a lie. You are rebelling against the Lord, and you're going to die as a result of that. And the Bible says that Hananiah died that same year. You can look at the story in Jeremiah chapter 28. And so we're going to have a yoke. We're going to have a yoke of wood, or as Jeremiah showed him, he made a new yoke. Said, here, you want to wear this one? He made a yoke of iron. You're going to have a yoke. It's going to be wood. It's going to be iron. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Let's do this together. And he said, you will find rest for your souls. All of our sorrows, all of our care, come to the mercy seat, leave it there, get yoked up with the Lord, and find rest for your soul. Listen once again, listen very carefully to the words in this message and song.
Is there a heart or bound by sorrow? Is there a life weighed down by care? Come to the cross, each burden bearing, all your anxiety leave it there. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear. Never a friend like Jesus. No other friend so keen to help you. No other friend so quick to hear. No other place to leave your burden. No other one to leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear. Never a friend like burden he has.